For our responsive reading today, I thought, what would be better and more appropriate than our habitat litany that we recite at the beginning of every habitat meeting that we have for the board of directors? So I will read the small, and you read the bold, large print. Oh God, when I have food,
help me to remember the hungry.
When I have work,
help me to remember the jobs.
When I have a warm home,
help me to remember the homes.
When I am without pain,
help me to remember the sorrow.
And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency and stir my compassion.
When any concern you have to help, through word and deed, those who cry out, the world may take it for granted.
Okay, I have two introductions for Chris Hall. I have the one from the newspaper and the one he texted me less than an hour before the service started this morning. That's right, I'm calling you out. Chris started volunteering with the Habitat Restore in Blue Ridge in early 2013 for a couple of days a week. After a couple of months, he was hired on part-time within a year. Promoted to assistant manager in 2015, he applied and out of eight candidates was named executive director. He fell in love with the mission of Habitat and dove into the trainings offered. All right, so Chris Hall, 36, family, Jess, Alyssa, and Aaron, with Habitat since 2012, hired as ED in 2015. I just said that, sorry. Built three new and one rehab projects. Overseen 35 repair projects, two in here in Gilmer County. And he was nominated for Leadership Fannin in 2018 and chaired the steering committee for Leadership Fannin in 2019. He's looking forward to a great year in 2020 with the new build in McKaysville and five repair projects and continuing the search for land in Gilmer County.
Mm-hmm. Let me get all my stuff out of your way.
Okay, I still gotta open up and set up. You guys don't mind, do you? She said I had all day. Ah, the podium.
If you want to work the clicker, you can. Otherwise, you can just tell me where to go.
There's a clicker?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, actually, you'd have to look at the screen to know. It's the bottom one.
Yeah?
No. That.
This one? Yeah. Awesome. Well, see, Allison already stole my thunder with the Habitat Litany. We were going to do that together, but it's okay. Now I'm calling her. Oh, no, but this is awesome. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to be here today. As Allison was saying, I've been with Habitat for little bit of a while now, about 6 years. I certainly don't know everyone in the room today. I don't know your likes, dislikes, how you take your coffee, or even if you like coffee. But I can guarantee that all of us here would agree with this statement. Everyone deserves to build the foundation for a strong, healthy future for themselves and their families, no matter where they live or how much money they earn. No matter who we are or where we come from, we all deserve to have a decent life. We deserve to feel the strength and stability day after day. We deserve to know we have the power to take care of ourselves and to build our own futures. At Habitat for Humanity, this is what unites us. Through shelter, we empower. Because you, me, we're all humans, and every single one of us deserves a fair chance. The clicker doesn't work for my laptop. All right, so we went over the Habitat Litany. That's something we introduced at our meetings about in 2016, I believe. Before then, we would just start like any other normal board meeting or any other gathering of sorts. Somebody would talk, and it just felt more united to have a singular prayer that really, you know, dives into the meaning of what we do here at Habitat and what we all also need to remember that we have that others might not. So before I go any further, I know that some of you may not be too familiar with who we are. Better? Let's see here. Always got to remember to talk louder. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Habitat for Humanity's mission, vision, and the work we do. Seeking to put God's love into action, Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. Now, what does this bring to mind? Profound, urgent, inclusive, creating a sense of humanity and community that spans throughout the entire world. Not hopeless, not a tearjerker. This offers a solution, one that you can enjoy, contribute to, and be a part of. Our vision is a world where everyone has a decent place to live. At Habitat for Humanity, our shared vision is a world where everyone has a decent place to live. This is the Haley family. Kristen, Kinsley, Kaysen, and Caleb were able to share Christmas this year in a place that they can call home. A hardworking mother of three, Kristen is a former Marine, works two jobs, and has recently been accepted into nursing school with a full scholarship. One out of 20 candidates out of 100 that took the test for this opportunity next year. Because of Habitat's homeownership program and a lot of very hard work, she and her children will not be among the 1 in 6 demographic who spend more than 50% of their monthly income on housing. Through shelter, we empower. Driven by this vision, Habitat for Humanity began in 1976 as a grassroots effort on a community farm in southern Georgia. Since then, we have grown to become a leading global nonprofit working in 1,300 communities across the 50 states and in the U.S. and more than 70 countries throughout the world. Now, there are a few common misconceptions about Habitat for Humanity. I want to clear a couple of those up. Didn't Jimmy Carter start Habitat for Humanity? No, in fact, Habitat for Humanity had been around for about 8 years before former President Carter and his wife Rosalind got involved. A story goes that after leaving office, he and Rosalind were walking through a neighborhood in New York City and happened upon a Habitat project. To make a long story short, they asked how they could get involved, and Millard Fuller gave them a list of needs for the organization. Today, we benefit from many of the partnerships created from that conversation. And you've watched the news lately, and over the past few years, stories of Jimmy Carter's work projects continue to amaze. Even at an age where most would be taking it easy and enjoying retirement, he's still out there pounding nails. Why should I donate? Isn't Habitat government funded? I've been asked this one before. Now, we do benefit from some of the government programs, and Habitat for Humanity International has many corporate partners that donate or at least give us deep discounts on products that we use during the construction of each home. But at the end of the day, the combined donated value accounts for about 5% of the total cost of a Habitat home. We are our own affiliate supported by the many individuals, churches, and organizations within the communities that we serve. When you donate to Habitat for Humanity of Fannin and Gilmer Counties, every single cent of every single dollar goes towards supporting affordable housing and housing repairs in Fannin and Gilmer Counties. And you can feel confident that you're helping someone help themselves, not simply meeting an immediate need that will someday have to be met again. Aren't Habitat homes given away? Simply not the case. We are a lender. The process by which homeowners are selected is different from banks in the sense that we strive to serve those who need a little help to stand on their own. This starts with a dedicated board of directors. By the way, Allison Hyde is one of our board members, if you guys didn't know. Awesome deal. We I'm going to get sidetracked here, but we actually, our first project was the little library, right, for the college there. Which Allison, you know, came out of nowhere and was there every day and even came to the store to help paint that day. So at the end of the day, they ended up getting it done, and it's beautiful, beautiful work. So I won't get into a lot of the policies and procedures that come along with how we select homeowners or what is all involved, because many of you are still awake and I'd like you to stay that way. The most important thing to remember is that each loan is designed with affordability in mind. It's a tough concept to grasp, but when we build a home, the sale price of that home is based on affordability to the partner family. Families and individuals in need of a hand up partner with Habitat for Humanity to build or improve a place they can call home. Habitat homeowners help build their homes alongside volunteers and pay an affordable mortgage. Affordable home ownership frees and fosters families and fosters the skills and confidence they need to invest in themselves and their communities. The outcomes can be long-lasting and life-changing. As we educate our future homeowners, planning for the future is paramount. You can help us plan for the future by investing in our programs and services through your financial support, volunteering, or just adding a voice to support affordable housing. All of you can help families achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build better lives for themselves. Now, I mentioned earlier that every single cent of every single dollar goes directly to help more families. Not every nonprofit can say that. Not every Habitat for Humanity affiliate can say that. We are very fortunate to have the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Through the donations of furniture, appliances, and household items, building materials, Restore can sell those items at a fraction of the retail cost while saving tons of would-be waste from the landfill. It also covers operating costs for itself and other administrative costs associated with our affiliate. We pick up free in Fannin and Kilmer counties. If you would like to get involved with the Restore, of course, we're always asking for volunteers, but if you would like to donate to us, we are open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and the donation pickups are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We'll be happy to set one of those up. Let's dive into construction. This group here. I made myself a note to wait for the video, but there's no sound, just a bunch of pounding and nails. So Habitat's construction process combines the ordinary act of building a home with the extraordinary possibilities of human love. This constructive combination renews lives and opens doors for Habitat for families and volunteers alike. The construction of simple, decent, healthy Habitat homes testifies to the abilities and determination of our affiliate. It is also the teams, programs, and resources that make up the construction programs at Fannin Gilmer Habitat. It is the process that turns the dream of Habitat into real-life, high-quality, new rehab and repair homes. Our team manages the land, schedules, budgets, job sites, operations, safety, and volunteers that build and repair homes. And it goes without saying, without individuals that volunteer to lead these projects, nothing happens. And to end, another short video, but there's some awesome music in the background, so just picture like a good tune, you know. Oh, there we go. For your time.
Does anybody have any questions or comments for Chris?
I have lots of questions, but do you work from a specific plan? Do the homeowners have a choice from plans?
So,
about the buildings themselves.
All right, so it starts with homeowner selection, and through that process, we narrow down to three key factors is how we select the families, and that's the level of need for adequate, affordable housing, the willingness to partner with Habitat, because like I said, they invest 300 hours for each family in building their own home and other homes. And then affordability. They have to be able to pay and afford. We are a lender, just like a bank. Just unlike a bank, we actually go visit the home. We work through with the kids, with the families, financial education, credit repair. I've worked with one family now for about a year. We still haven't closed, but we're getting her ready to move forward with owning our home right now. So. After a homeowner is selected, the size of the family determines the size of the home. And we do have a few different plans to select from, but generally it's going to be, I've only seen one time where it wasn't a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house. But we are limited to the size of the house, no more than 1,200 square feet for a three-bedroom house. So it's a modest, affordable little home that costs about $100,000 at the end of the day. Exactly, yes. Yeah, so they are homeowners. Just like you or I, or anyone who's ever been through the process of buying a home, it is the same. We check credit, background. We dive into everything that a normal lending process, we also do that. And we service our mortgages in-house, too. So the ones that we keep, I have 9 right now that I'm servicing. And yes, once they build up equity, then they can absolutely sell their house. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, depending on where they are at with credit and debt and what they qualify for, we could do a zero interest loan and keep it in-house, or we could partner with like the USDA. You know, they are also a lender, and since 2011, we've been able to sell our homes and our mortgages to lenders like the USDA and recoup a lot of that funding because, like I mentioned before, with all the donations that we do get or the partnerships that were created by International, it only accounts for about 5% of the homes. So it takes at least a year to, from start to finish with homeowner selection and finishing a home, it's about a year-long process. And like I said, it's about $100,000. And that's not including land development. And each of those things, like you or I, it all gets passed on to the buyer. So that, yes?
How do you acquire the land you put it in?
Through donations, and the majority of the time we've had to purchase it. So the property we're working on in McKaysville right now is 3.27 acres, and we paid $40,000 for it. It had a home sitting on it. We had that home torn down, and we've done somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000 worth of development, just getting the land ready to build.
That means it's just one home, or
multiple? Multiples, actually. We were able to get city water. We had to run it 1,000 feet, but that enabled us to divided into 4 equal lots with a shared driveway through the middle. So there will be 4 homes there ultimately.
Do you hire skilled trades?
Yes, 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 yes.
What do you need for accessibility?
Mm-hmm. So we are required by the same building laws and some of the trades will work with us, with our volunteers, letting like electrical, plumbing, that sort of thing. It's roofing, we can't have volunteers on a roof for insurance purposes. So we do sub out the HVAC, the plumbing, and the electrical, and the roofing, and also the foundation. So the big parts, you know, we definitely have to. One thing I can guarantee, though, is it will have more nails in that house. It will rust before it will fall because we have volunteers that actually come in and frame. So that's the one thing, that's the one joke that I can tell you about having volunteers build a house, that it will rust before it falls down. Anything else?
How does one become a volunteer?
Well, I can give you my card, but we have a Facebook page and we have a website. It's hfhfanninggilmore.org. And if you're not from Gilmore Counties, then you want to spell Gilmore like Gilmore Girls. And even over the phone, N's sound like M's and F's sound like S's and all sorts of things. But we do have a website, and the Facebook page is always a good avenue to go through. I haven't been a part of a project like that, but I have been a part of 30 repairs project, and we have built somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 ramps and widened front doors. Older homes that have the 32-inch doors, we will go into bathrooms and widen those doors to the 3-foot, in some cases 4-foot, just as long as there's enough clearance to turn around and get in. The last wheelchair ramp we built, actually, I received a ton of donations on that one, because just when I came to look at the home, the guy was trying to walk up the steps and having to use his crutches and literally crawling to have to get up the steps into his home, and it really just plucked on your heartstrings, you know. So we do that.
Are they all ranches? Are they all ranches that you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah, we haven't dove into the multi-level housing, or I forget what you call it, like the side-by-side deals. We primarily just on a foundation crawl space and single story.
Do you need civil engineering assistance in your volunteer corps?
That is always a good thing, yes. Are you effective with a CAD system?
my husband might be voluntold. I don't know.
I am open to it. Yep. No, we were very fortunate. On the last plans, we'd been using the same home plans since probably 2004, up until when we started this project in McKaysville. Molly Ford is a local here in Gilmore County, and she worked with us, gave us great discounts and emails back and forth, and we came out with a nice open plan, a lot like with the vaulted ceilings and 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, and plenty of storage underneath. But yeah, I'm open to it, of course. Anything that we can do to save cash on those, Yes. Hearing crickets. Yep. Thank you guys again. Oh, and I did bring 15 copies of the slides if you're interested in any of the information that was on.
Thank you.